Moshe is in Simon Sam of Testi Palace. Me shoigus ne a table, but I'm a show's brother is shoigus. Yashim Kolatila. First, I'm have to say Kedusha. So if there's another 9 people there, and he did not yet daven, so he could daven, say the first 3 brothers out there, and say Kedusha. But he had to finish the whole Shemon Esrei, but he asked it, after Shikfar's Palace. If he already davened, he still he can't make a partial Shemon Esrei. He doesn't have to say the rest out loud because the other ones just came, so they should have a meeting for the Kedusha. The other ones go away, they don't have to sit around for him to finish Rosh Shemon Esrei, like he said, because they just came, so he doesn't say the Kedusha. Before she came, she knows Father, first of them, they were Tfila, she gnashed and she lost it. Sure, she didn't daven yet, so if he wants to say Bohu and Kedusha, he has to say the whole Tfila. A person who came late, there's not going to be another minion there, and he didn't get Bohu and Kedusha. According to this, coming out of Kiddush, that he's allowed to say Kaddish and Bohu, and then start Shemon Esrei and say Kedusha. And afterwards, he'll say Krishma and the Brochus without the Tfila, because he made a daven. So basically, according to this, he's forfeiting the Smichas Gula Tfila in order to be able to say Kaddish and Kedusha. And both. Shabu says though that the Mogravim says the Chachila, it's not a good idea to do that because you're not going to be similar to the Tfila. The second Rukh has to be the son of the Tfila. So the basic point of the Mogravim is you shouldn't do this. If you have a minion for Bohu, say your Bohu. And then start happening. If you have Mazel and you still have a minion there by the time you get to Shemon Esrei, so go onwards. But otherwise, it's preferable to forfeit the suffix of not being able to say Kedusha, so that you should be able to master the Gula Tfila, to say that, to offer the Gula together, a Tfila with that Hefzah. Also, the Hafzah is born able to Gula Tfila, or Kriyishma Mechoseh. The person who is between Gula and Tfila, or he's in the middle of Birchus, Kriyishma is Brochus, and someone wants him to daven for them, so that should be able to hear Bohu, one should not make a Hefzah those points of time for this. Lechain also, the Shliya Tfila, the Hafzah is when Kriyishma the Tfila, or to be made to other people with their Kaddish and Bohu, one can not do that in the middle of his own Birchas Kriya Shema. After you start Birchas Yisrael, you can't switch to another minyan to be made to them. It's mashmo here, and the Mishnah Berurah is medayik here, that if you didn't start the Bracha Yisrael, it just said Bohu, and then some more people come in, and you can say another Bohu for them. Because he still didn't stop the Brocha. Abilus, the Arabic says to Ramad, the Ramad says by Mayriz, which is a Rishus, Yosu, Hafsu, now, it doesn't mean in the middle of the Brocha of Kriyishma, because in the middle of the Brocha of Kriyishma, there's no difference between Shachas and Mayriz. But between the end of Brocha of Yisrael and the Brocha of Shemon Esrei, between Kula Tzvila, by Mayriz is more lenient than there's a need to say both of somebody else who can't do it at that point of time. Come, Malkin says to Ramad, each after Yoko, Lithuas, the Shemal, his father, Sir, Pulatvida, a field basically in Finesse, she was Spalu, the Hikes of Hame Dekavosan, she was a young cousin of Shane, and Mom Shom the Rishon. Is there a mirror can either be Shane? Says that they can't put have another person there to say the Bohu for the newcomers that come late. So he says, we couldn't stand the same place as the first cousin was, because it looks like something's wrong with the first people there. That people are Yosef and Yishayim and Yechav Osim. So the kids, if people come late, they want to make another minyan, or get someone to replace them like a shop, and not in the same Beis Medrash, to have another call from the middle of the Kriyishma, even if it's done by somebody else, but it looks like the first guy didn't do a good job. Here's the Ramah, and here is the Nafi Shadayim and Yishayim and Yishayim and Knesses, that's just a new distinction. Yosef and Yishayim and Yechav Osim, and Yechav Osim, and Yishayim, this thing that the second one should not be in the same place as the first cousin is only when the first cousin didn't finish the Tfilah yet. And it's the Tfila, so they make a new meaning. There's no shaykh as the previous meaning. Yeah. Meisters, they came after the first meaning was finished, and they want to use the first chazan, even though he davened, he could still say Kaddish and Bohu for them. And then they say the Birchas Kriya Shema, similar after Shemon Esrei. And afterwards, he could say the Chazos HaShas for them. Which goes as another Kiddush from the Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel, also the common thing, it's the length of the Sefer Torah. And while the first meaning is still there, the second is another meaning that wants to use the same Sefer Torah. They should not do that, because it also looks like there's something wrong with the first day of prayer. So the first group already went on, and then the group wants to use it. And so that's the Siv Bey. Soon the application of the Yom Ha'ayus, the Yom Ha'ayus, the Shemam, the Yom Ha'ayus. A blind person who never saw in his life, even though he could still be the chazin, even for Yitzhak Ma'oris, because he's in the good of the Bracha, because Nena, the Ma'oris, she really not hate him, she removed the derech of Shigeru for other people, see him and they'll help guide him to go to the right place. Cotton, who is under the mitzvah, should not be the chazin for any of these things.